listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A mostly sunny day is on the way for our region as we head for a top of 31 degrees, similar conditions and 31 again tomorrow. Making news today, Wednesday, January 25, road toll round table, worker hospitalised after mine incident and wildlife wilderness expanded. The state's peak motoring body has come up with a number of recommendations to improve road safety after Queensland's horrific road toll last year where more than 50 people died on central region roads. The RACQ says increasing on-road police presence and targeting high-risk regional areas could help. CEO David Carter adding, we must rethink education.
Where people do respond well is peer-to-peer. So we'd love to see some education that features people like me talking to me about the benefits of safer driving and less risk-taking. So maybe that could be truck drivers talking about their experiences on the road.
It's put forward the ideas as part of the Palaszczuk government's Road Safety Roundtable. A man has been transferred to Mackay Hospital after a dozer reportedly rolled at the Saraji coal mine in the Bowen Basin. He was flown there after earlier being taken to Dysart and was in a stable condition. A spokesperson for BMA says the mine inspectorate has been notified and visited the site. Work at the site stopped during the incident but has since returned to normal operation. Mackay police are appealing for witnesses and video footage after pellets were shot at a car on Paradise Street. Police believe it happened between 3:30 and 3:50 on Sunday morning, causing damage to the back of a car parked in a front yard. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Anyone with information or vision is asked to contact police. A wildlife wilderness southwest of Bowen has been given a boost and expanded through deals with the state government. The Mount Pleasant Nature Reserve has grown by 287 hectares to provide protection for more than 280 animal and plant species that live in the area. Environment Minister Megan Scanlon explains how the refuges work.
Nature refuges are essentially land owned by private individuals where they enter a contract with the Queensland government to protect and conserve that area for a period of time.
And the Staffordshire Bull Terrier continues to be the most popular dog breed across the Mackay region. According to council registration records, the Bull Terrier Cross came in at number two, with the Maltese Cross the third most popular breed. Staffordshire Bull Terriers also claimed the top gong under the declared dangerous dog list. It comes as council received more than 500 dog attack complaints last year. Let's take a look at some sport now. More big names are joining the Mackay Cutters in its inaugural BMD Premiership campaign. Tallulah Tillett played for the Indigenous All-Stars and Newcastle Knights last year. She'll be joined by Sarika Muka, who was selected in the Prime Minister's 13 squad in September. And five Mackay locals will wrap up their time at the Girls Under 15 Indoor Hockey Championships today. The girls proceeded to the grand final following their 7-1 victory over New South Wales yesterday. This morning, the Maroons will take on Victoria at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.